This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is one of those days where we take the big economic story of the moment and we tell you about it in a couple of different ways. The A-list econ news today, of course, was word this morning from the Commerce Department that January through March of this year, the American economy grew at an annualized rate of 6.4%, the fastest quarterly growth we've seen since Ronald Reagan's first term. But as I believe we've said a time or two on this program, if you just read the headlines, you're missing most of the story. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
We are very close to getting back to pre-pandemic GDP.
Within 1% now. So yeah, pretty close indeed.
Paul Ashworth is chief U.S. economist at Capital Economics. But where we were a year ago is not where we would be now if the pandemic had never happened. But you know what? We're actually pretty close to getting there too.
We'll probably reach it in the third quarter of this year and beat it in the fourth.
Constance Hunter is chief economist at KPMG. Not only are we getting back to where we would have been, we're going to do about 1.5 percentage points better, she says, by the end of the year. None of this is normal. Recovery from recessions is not usually this fast or this strong.
That does not usually happen, but we also usually do not give this much fiscal assistance and this targeted fiscal assistance.
But you know, all of this stuff, it sounds great. I mean, it is great, but it's not getting Paula Engelking her job back.
I have applied for full-time permanent work and I'm not getting it.
Engelking is 55. She worked in TV production and then writing in the Twin Cities at the beginning of the pandemic. She was laid off in July and hasn't been able to find anything since. And she might just stop looking.
I had friends saying, you know, Paula, you might not be able to get another full-time job.
We're still 8 million jobs short. Restaurants, near office buildings, convention centers, all these things, we don't know what's going to happen with them. Susan Hausman is with the Upjohn Institute.
There's reasons to believe that there will be significant structural change in where we live and how we work.
The economy we get after the pandemic is not the one we had going into it. And that means it will take some time for the human part of the economy to adjust. And that's what you won't see in a GDP number. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.